to the rest of the stats coming up, but the head coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori, with us. Tom, congratulations.
Thanks, Schultz.
That game could have been turned sideways in the first 5 minutes. You weathered it, and from that point on, I don't know if you could play any better defensively.
I agree with you. We played, again, you can play defense when you reload, well, and you have good puck pressure and you manage the puck. It's pretty simple. People think defense is just playing good defense, but it's all the other aspects that go with it, and that's what makes St. Cloud as well. I mean, they're so good with the puck. When I say the puck, they manage it. If it's dicey, it's out. They don't take chances, and you have to, because you know, we all know when things smell bad on the ice, you know, when it smells bad. And when it smells bad, you got to live to fight another day. And our guys are doing a pretty good job of that.
Well, and, you know, offensively, Tom, I mean, you had plenty of opportunities. But, Caster was able to keep it out. And you guys, were pouring it on. But at the end of the second, I mean, you guys score on an incredible individual effort by Elias.
Yeah, it was. It was a heck of a play by Rosie. And then we were talking to our guys all week about net presence and making sure we're fighting for an establishing presence in front of the net, making sure we're on the offensive side. Well, Yuri was obviously uncontested right there. So. And a lot of it, I think they got puck focused on Rosie. And, of course, Rosie can make plays, so that's what happens.
And then your second goal.
The next one, yeah. Flamang in the left corner by your bench makes the pass up to the top and then goes beelines right to the front of the net, goes off of his leg or skate or something, and goes in.
Yeah, well, we talked about that too. We talked about getting the puck through the flanker. It's not necessary. You don't need to hit the bumper. You don't need to hit the net front guy. Just get the puck through the flanker, put the puck down there, and then it's up to the flanker, it's up to the bumper or the net front guy to get a tip on it. It's just, that's the bottom line. Just get it through the flanker. And it's not about how hard it is through the flanker. It's just getting it through the flanker.
Well, they had a lot of offensive puck possession time tonight, Tom, and they could get very little through. I mean, you guys were blocking shots and just playing really sound position defense.
Yeah, we did. I thought, again, we did. We played pretty good defense. I thought our slot coverage was good. And we got guys who've played a lot of minutes right there. And it all starts with, 7-4 and 28.
I'm guessing you did not like the number of penalties that you took, but boy, that penalty kill looked good.
Well, it did. We're getting better. We're getting better. It's just a process there, Schultze.
They had plenty of work at it tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the road tomorrow. Best of luck. We'll see you down there, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here in our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight. Beavers 3-1 winners over the St. Cloud State Huskies.